go beyond the bench with head coach of the Victoria Royals, Dan Price, following a 7-3 loss against the Portland Winterhawks on a Friday night that included an empty net goal, but this game was tied midway through the second. How did it get away on you guys?
Portland did a very good job capitalizing on their opportunities, of course. Capitalized on that one late in the second to make it 4-3. And then we were chasing the game a little bit from there. Power play. Their power play was good. They struck a couple times on that. Credit to them. They attack. They're a very strong offensive team. They finished their chances for the most part. So we needed to do a better job just executing our fundamentals, managing the puck a little bit better, cashing in on our chances, and hopefully we can turn the tide in our favor tomorrow.
Also, you guys were able to overcome a two-goal deficit in the game and down 3-1, you're able to come back and tie it.
It's true. I think that's a trademark of this group is they're very tenacious. They persevere down in a game. It doesn't matter. They always tend to find a will and to win and a way to try to come back. And I think we'll see the same thing tomorrow. It's no different when you lose a game. It's all about, resetting and persevering and being better the next day. I'm sure we'll see that from our group.
Is that one of the main positives you have to go into the next game when you move forward?
Absolutely. We as coaches just really believe in this group strongly, and we know there's a lot of care. They genuinely care. There's a lot of will and, of course, a lot of ability and work ethic. And when you combine those things, I know that to a man, each person will challenge themselves tonight and will be better tomorrow.
Nice to see a couple go in on the power play for you as well tonight.
Yeah, definitely. The power play, both groups have been creating lots of chances over the last few games. And they've either just missed or they've gone in right as the power play was expiring. I think that might have happened again tonight, actually. So the percentage is probably maybe better than it reflects. But great job by JF Best, too, who, as you know, works a lot with our power play. And he's given a lot of great feedback and instruction to both groups, including the one goal there that the one group scored on the entry. That was something that JF had been working with him very diligently on, and it was great to see it pay off.
How crucial is it going to be to stay out of the box against that red-hot power play of the Winterhawks?
It's crucial against any team in this league. Discipline is such a massive factor. You want to be 5-on-5 or better and try to have the majority of the power plays. So it's not just mental discipline that's part of it, but stick discipline, angle discipline, making sure that your stick's on the ice and at the puck and not parallel, making sure you're taking good angles when you check, all those just basic fundamentals. Not just keep you out of the box, but they get you puck possession and offensive zone time.
Yeah. What's going to be key, your chance at vengeance, you're able to get right back at them the next night?
Yeah, that's the best possible scenario for us. Not only do we get back at them the next night, but it's an early game, 6 o'clock, so even less turnaround, and we're hungry to play. I can tell right after the game the guys were undressing, and they would have played again tonight if they could have, so we're looking forward to getting going tomorrow.
Yeah, what do you take moving into the rematch?
We definitely learned some things about their structure. We saw it all on video, of course, but it's different with live bullets. So we learned a couple lessons that way and some things hopefully we can take advantage of. I'm sure they learned a little bit about us. Hopefully we can strike first, get a lead early and get the first power play maybe. And maybe we can turn the tables.
Sure. Great. Thanks for this, Dan. Best of luck in the rematch.
Thank you very much.